Hello and welcome to another episode of Postcards from Bosnia. I'm David Bailey, and on this podcast I normally talk about my everyday experiences here and how life is for me as an in-betweener, and I try and open the window to you so that I can hopefully demystify much of the negative perceptions that exist around the world about this really truly misunderstood country. But in this episode I wanted to take a moment to share something that quite honestly has left me so disappointed. Last Saturday, the 12th of July, Al Jazeera Balkans officially closed its doors after almost 14 years of broadcasting across this region. Now, whether or not you watched Al Jazeera Balkans regularly or not, it's hard to overstate just how important this channel has been for the Western Balkans. In a region where most media outlets are heavily influenced, if not outright controlled, by governments or powerful business interests, and Al Jazeera Balkans did stand out as a rare alternative voice. Now, I'm not saying they didn't have their own agenda. Of course they did. Every newsroom in the world has one, whether they admit it or not. But Al Jazeera Balkans offered something that was critically important, and that was a different perspective, a different way of telling the story, a different way of questioning power. So, for nearly a decade and a half, they delivered investigative pieces, documentaries, live debates, and did give space to stories that would otherwise remain buried. And they did all this in the languages of the region, whether it was Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian, Montenegrin, or Macedonian, making it accessible to everyone from Sarajevo to Skopje and from Belgrade to Podgorica. Their closure wasn't due to censorship or some external political pressure. Well, at least not officially. The reasons given point to economic and organisational changes, a decision from Doha, the parent headquarters, but the impact is still the same. One less independent voice, one less place where journalists can work free from local political interference, and one less platform for people to hear multiple sides of a story. So, about 200 journalists and staff now find themselves without jobs, and in a media market like there is here in the Western Balkans, where there isn't exactly a wealth of truly independent outlets, that's a devastating blow, not only for them personally, but for all of us who rely on credible reporting. Now, as someone who's lived in this region for over two decades, I've seen how fragile media freedom can be, and this closure feels like a step backwards, a huge step backwards, but a reminder of just how vulnerable independent journalism really is across the world. So in this episode, I simply wanted to mark this moment and to acknowledge the loss and to invite you to reflect with me on what it means when yet another independent voice goes silent. Because at the end of the day, when there are fewer voices, there are fewer questions. And when there are fewer questions, of course, there is less accountability. I'd love to hear what you think about the closure of Al Jazeera Balkans. I know it might not affect you, but if you have anything to do with the region, either as a person that likes to visit, that you've got relatives here, or that there's just an interest, how do you see the future of media in the Western Balkans? Do you think there's still space for independent journalism, or are we slowly sliding into an ever narrow echo chamber? I know what I would like to see. I'd like to see a lot more radio stations online opening up and broadcasting to especially the youth of this region. Somehow we have to bypass and silo, if you will, all this popularist messaging that's coming out and affecting people deeply. And I speak to people every day, and trust me, it's absolute chaos. Anyway, I've still got a smile on my face because I always do believe that there is a positive future for this region, and there's been a lot of positivity over the 20 or so years that I've been here. A lot of negativity, I'm not going to deny, but there is a lot of positivity. Thanks for listening and for thinking critically with me, and do drop a comment wherever you hear this podcast. Vidimo se opet. I'll catch you again soon.